This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With John Alexander and Gene and Chris in the final leg of the journey, you were in the middle of giving us a long answer, Colonel Alexander. Can you continue on that?
I do happen to think that this is kind of an important issue. And this has to do with the difference in worldview. And again, I deal in Brazil with very well-educated people, and most of them with Western education. But the point is that they are totally accepting, or many of them are, I can't paint the brush with, you know, everybody, but many of them are totally accepting of the spiritist world, and they accommodate areas that most Westerners would have, you know, real problems with. The point here is that, in my view, it's that our worldview, which is, again, totally materialistic, is one that's inhibiting exploration of these areas. One of the things I say is that kind of see the mission as to being involved in trying to make it permissible for senior scientists to be involved in research into these areas, but to do so without risking their reputation or livelihood. Problem is that, you know, there are many people who are interested, but they also recognize this as a tar baby and said, ooh, you know, keep me informed, but I don't want my name out there in the association. I also point out that these phenomena, including things like, you know, UFOs, one that we talked about earlier, this stuff is, I believe, as complex as cancer or AIDS, and that we definitely need a concentrated effort in the area to understand it, and you're not going to get there, you know, keeping the best and brightest away from it.
Yeah, and this is something that you have been talking about for quite some time, and almost, you know, a lone voice in the woods. I mean, I think we're seeing some movement away from that. I think it's infinitesimal. It's very small, but I do see a slight shift towards more open-mindedness, a little less reticence. But, you know, when you're talking the amazing process that it, you know, to just to get research grant money, to get tenure, to, you know, to take those steps in a career, you're very, very cautious. You don't want anything to perhaps tarnish the process or your reputation. And so it's again, a catch-22. How do you figure something out and do good science and research if you're too afraid to even get involved in the first place? And I do see that as a major obstacle, and I applaud you for your courage of coming out and really attempting in many different avenues and in many different ways to sort of reverse that that stereotypical process that that we're seeing constantly unfolding in academia, especially. And you know, I think it's
the issue for research scientists is that they have to, you know, usually attract funding of some sort.
Right.
And they do not want anything associated with their reputation that might inhibit that.
Right.
There was an example given, again, this program we were filming on Sunday, and it was a mutual friend of ours who was a Nobel laureate in physics who was specifically disinvited from a physics conference because he had spoken positively about psi phenomena.
Oh, geez. Yeah, I mean, it's a good old boys network with a pecking order and very rigid protocols on what you can profess even a passing interest in. I think the system in many ways is broken. If we're going, you know, to move forward, expand our thinking here on this planet, let alone the UFO subject or possible off-planet subjects. I mean, this mode of thinking and this just rigidity needs to change, and we need more people like you, John, going out there and telling people, hey, it's okay to, you know, profess an interest in these subjects. You shouldn't be tarred and feathered for it. And to have a Nobel laureate physicist disinvited to a conference just because he professes an interest in psi phenomenon, to me, is a perfect illustration of what's wrong, I think, with the static, rigid structure that science and academia finds itself in.
And again, we're talking here specifically about, you know, what was in the Western worldview.
Right.
One of the reasons, and I keep going back to Brazil, but that these people are accepting of alternative systems and a spiritual base to it is, again, the personal experience. Now, that's certainly true to some degree in the U.S. It's just that the materialistic view has been able to dominate and subordinate all others to the exclusion of, you know, fact and things, you know, personal observations.
I don't see that ending anytime soon, but I do have a sense that there is movement. I think as younger folks come up, these subjects are becoming more mainstream. It's got to create some sort of slack in the rigidity at some point, one would hope. But it may not be in the three of our lifetime. But you know,
Mike famously said, you know, that science advances one funeral at a time.
Yeah. That's unfortunately very true. And you know, I think a lot of it is the mindset. You know, we've discussed this on a number of occasions on the show that science is becoming so ivory tower, and it's almost creating an aura of religious belief around itself that once you get into doctrine, doctrinaire, systems and protocols and you know, rigidity, it's very difficult to break through that. And I think one of the reasons why you're seeing an upwelling of interest in subjects that are taboo in the scientific community is because science has removed itself so far from the average person. It has become so stovepiped and specialized that people just, they don't have a snowball's chance in hell of really understanding, advanced science. And I think you're seeing a backlash against that, which is creating more separation between the scientific and academic establishments and the average person. We need more bridge builders. We need more people like a Michio Kaku or a Dean Radin or yourself. I mean, there's people out there that are actually attempting to, you know, to bridge the gap, but it's at tremendous peril to their careers.
Well, I think there's another issue, too, that has emerged in the last couple of decades, and that's the politicalization of science.
Yeah.
Predetermination of what the correct answer is going to be and, you know, searching for that. Another book that's I just finished is quite interesting. This does the political arena as well, but it's called Lies, Inc., or Lies Incorporated.
Right.
And it points out there that many of these situations use what they call the tobacco model. That 1912, 1914, tobacco industry knew that they were causing cancer. It wasn't, you know, until almost a century later before it got mainstream. But their approach was not to deny that tobacco caused cancer. It was just to raise questions. You'll hear that now on climate change, for instance, you know. Only 98% of all climatologists agree. Well, okay, there's 2%. And so what you were talking about is real here. To the average person, it just gets overwhelming.
Yeah, but we also have a situation here where one of the major political parties in the United States does not believe in science. Some of them still believe that the Earth is 6,000 years old. And when you point out to that 98% of climate scientists, well, they may think it's a plot by China. Or at least somebody said that. We've got Colonel John Alexander, I don't know where that started. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to DreamHost.com/radio. DreamHost.com/radio.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Okay, so do you believe in climate change contributed to by humans?
Absolutely.
Well, then it's interesting because you're at odds with this book that Stanton Friedman wrote with Kathleen Martin, Science Was Wrong.
Stan's a great guy and a great researcher, and we agree to disagree on a number of areas.
Yeah. Kind of hard to look at the time-lapse photography of the North Pole, the old ice as it's slowly is disappearing, basically, or to find all those polar bears swimming around looking for an iceberg to climb onto.
One of the things I do is, when in doubt, and this is true in UFOs or all that, I go to firsthand data. And I think the thing that really got my attention, it was on Mount Everest at the base camp at 18,000 foot level. The first thing, we were on the north side, so technically China side. And I was amazed at the amount of water that there was on the Tibetan plateau. But the problem is that's a one-time thing because we're talking about melt that was coming off. And one of the things I had noticed was that the level snow line was at 22 to 24,000 feet. Yeah, we saw snow a little bit down at, you know, maybe as low at times as 15, but not, you didn't see solid snow until you got way, way up. And that's new. I'm not sure, I've not read Stan's book in fairness, but there's a lot of others, people who, tend to agree with that. But I think that, my opinion, the evidence is pretty much overwhelming and that we are the cause. When you look at the speed of change and particularly, what we were looking at, what Chris just mentioned about the areas in the North Pole, that true, it hasn't totally disintegrated yet or thawed free in summer, but you do have sort of a northwest passage available on occasion. But it's the amount, and all, you take all of the projections of where this is going, and you find that it's the actual melt is going faster than even the most rigid perception or projections.
Now, I read an article the other day about the Great Barrier Reef being substantially damaged as a result. But you see, this is part of the problem, too, with science nowadays. Obviously, a lot of scientists have to depend on government largesse to do their work. But we have, of course, certain politicians who want to cut the budgets for everything except for the tax cuts to be put into their pockets. So they won't fund anything. They don't believe in science. They don't believe in roads and bridges either, I gather. Maybe they just want to use their helicopters. But whatever it is, if there is a hostility to science, how does a young scientist who wants to make a difference, what do they do?
With great difficulty. Yeah, I was actually diving on the Great Barrier Reef in December, and you can certainly see it. The areas that there's some areas that have been protected by the UNESCO. But those are actually fairly small. Now, you do hear debates, even down there. We had oceanographers are saying, well, it's not dying off in its entirety. The other thing to remember is the Great Barrier Reef has that name for a reason. We literally sailed past it for 3 days. So you're talking a huge area. But you are seeing quite a bit of it, bleached out, dying off.
Yeah. Which is sad because it is considered the largest living superorganism on the planet. And, you know, what we're doing to the Pacific Ocean, I wish we had time to get into a whole conversation about Fukushima, you know, the lack of media coverage of that absolute environmental, probably the worst environmental catastrophe caused by humans, besides possibly, I mean, you could go in and say global warming could be about as bad. But we have effectively, written the death sentence for the Pacific Ocean if something's not done with the Fukushima problem, with pouring millions of gallons of irradiated, highly irradiated water into the Pacific Ocean, not to mention the Central Pacific plastic gyre that is just sitting there.
Well, that, I think, is a bigger issue, frankly.
So you don't think that the Fukushima issue, do you still eat sushi?
I frankly don't care for bait, but that's a personal choice.
You think raw fish should be used as bait?
Yeah.
Well, every time I have it, I love it. It's one of my favorite cuisines. I bless the food and say, please let there not be a hot particle in this fish that's top of the food chain. or near the top, I should say.
Remember, a day without radiation is a day without sunshine.
Yeah. Well, we do have a number of questions from one of our listeners. SRL has been a faithful Paracast listener for going on 6 years. He's almost up to 1,000 questions or messages on our forum. And again, if you're a listener to the Paracast, you can sign up at our forum and go to the question bank at forum.theparacast.com, where you can ask questions of our wonderful esteemed guests like today's John Alexander. And SRL considers himself a facilitator of peace and tranquility, and he's 45% jaded, 40% in disenchanted, and 15% lemming. Some of our listeners really do have senses of humor. Well, he's got a bunch of questions here, and a number of them, of course, as you would think, are about the Skinwalker Ranch, the so-called Skinwalker Ranch, which I've never liked that name, by the way.
That came after the fact, you know. That was something that outsiders added, not something derived.
And I don't think it's very accurate. But the one question that's interesting here that I want to start with is, you know, what's your opinion of why Robert Bigelow would request that George Knapp not share publicly this particular video of an orb navigating around a doorway at the former Sherman residence? And, you know, he also points out that Jacques Vallée in the past has stated that Bigelow has not concealed additional earth-shattering data besides what's already been released into the public domain through, obviously, the reports that, and very good reports, I might add, that NIDS published, and, of course, the Knapp and Kelleher book. Do you know about this video? Is this something that you're aware of?
I'm not sure what the question is. I think the short answer is no, but... what are we talking about?
Well, he's wondering that, you know, I mean, first of all, is there still science going on up there is one of the questions. I think it's
to my knowledge, no, but I'm totally out of that loop.
Yeah. Well, the assumption, the knee-jerk assumption out there is after almost 20 years up there that in those first 7 or 8 years were fairly intense with personnel on the ground, equipment, that sort of thing, that some sort of data that may be of a titillating nature, I might add, had been collected, but because it couldn't be replicated, it was not released.
Folks, we break now and then we have John's answer. Okay. More to come with John B. Alexander and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hey, this is Marie D. Jones, the author of This Book is from the Future, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Colonel Alexander, what's your answer to our listener's question?
There's a couple of reasons why interest dropped off, and one of them was lack of activity. That really changed. And this gets more to something we discussed earlier, and that was, you know, the trickster effect and the whatnot, that we just had, you know, just not enough going on. Again, for a while, things were happening with a fair degree of regularity, and then that changed over time. So I think that's certainly a piece of it. Another, and something that's, I think, far more important, is that, you know, created Bigelow Aerospace, you know, in the news in the last couple of days, has been that the astronaut, they just launched an inflatable system that was up to the ISS, and the news was that somebody had actually entered the compartment that they sent up.
Right, it's been inflated successfully, I might add.
Yes. Yeah, it played it successfully, but the most recent news was somebody actually entered that container. They did say it was very cold in there. I think you said the internal temperature was 44 degrees. I guess they'll have to work out how to do that. But certainly, you know, his attention got very centrally focused on that, and right. With that included allocation of resources, which were definitely finite. So, I guess the combination of all the things going on, it's kind of not surprising that we've gone some of it. Well, Bob has always been, you know, relatively secretive. I guess his approach is his money, he can do what he wants with it, and that's probably true.
Yeah.
I don't see it as a nefarious thing, though.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, I think you brought up a very interesting point. It's a private effort by a private individual, and it's totally up to him how much or how little is going to be made public. The fact that he, you know, I think was fairly, I really don't know his thinking about the Kelleher Knapp book, but I'm sure he didn't foresee that the book, instead of putting the whole thing kind of to rest and giving people something to chew on, basically what it ended up doing is fanning the flames of attention, I think. And all through the early 2000s, we saw an incredible amount of attention being placed up there with people just arriving in droves. Have you seen this book?
Something to watch for then that I just heard from George Knapp is 60 Minutes has done a piece on Bigelow, and we're just not sure when they were going to air it. So they had hoped to run it in May, but they were waiting for the Musk launch till the thing actually got up there. But if you want something that's going to generate interest, I think 60 Minutes will do far more than any book.
Yeah, or any dogman smoking cigarettes across the pasture. I love that story. You know, there's some pretty interesting books that have come out here in the last few years, including one by an alleged security guard up there who says that, you know, they had some experiences. And, of course, Ryan Skinner's succession of books about his particular monitoring of the ranch on occasion. You know, what would happen if, let's say, we had a huge wave of activity just spring up there? Do you think that Mr. Bigelow would go ahead and attempt to marshal some resources to get some scientists back up there? Let's say if stuff really started hitting the fan there, do you think?
I guess you'd have to ask him that. Don't know. And remember, the stuff that's going on with NASA, we had watched some of that. Now, one of the things that I did, don't know if I mentioned in the book, but as you know, I knew Bert Rutan, who had won the X Prize, putting Mike Melville into space. Great honor. I was actually there on the ground the day that that happened. Again, with Bigelow working in this, frankly, moving at light speed. The point with Bert was that he had done for an estimated $25 million. He created a new rocket, a new launch vehicle, the White Knight, and all the accoutrements that with that. My point in all this is that he and Bigelow are doing the same thing, and that is attacking the business model. The point with that diatribe on Bert was that with all the things he had done quite effectively, and what I like about M is he tells you what he's done. I mean, everybody was expecting Bugraph and engineering telling you what they're going to do. You know, he tells you what he's done. He said, did that for $25 million, and the NASA couldn't have done the paperwork for $25 million. With Bigelow, I actually had access to some of his numbers and was doing some guessing, and I talked to him about it. This was a couple of years back, and I said, my guess is that, and what I was doing was basing the cubic space available up there compared to ISS. And I said, my guess is that you have a 30-to-1 cost advantage. And the response was, that would be conservative.
It just goes to show you that when it comes to government funding versus, you know, the inspiration of private business, things get done. Not only do they get done more efficiently and faster, but they tend to, you know, because of that commercial marketplace always hovering in the background, it tends to be more viable and I think in a more timely manner.
Well, I think there are functions the government would routinely do that don't work well in private industry because the profit motive can affect it. That's why
jail.
Well, private jails is one. Also, possibly health care. Although they're limited in the amount of profits by the current.
I have to be for single payer.
Healthcare, perhaps, because there are inefficiencies in the fact that 20% of your healthcare dollar, or 25%, will go to the healthcare insurance company's profits. You were about to say, John.
Yeah. No, I was going to say I am for a single payer. And, the problem is that this stuff is being run by the insurance companies and for the insurance companies.
This is what people forget about the health care law in the U.S., which is it was designed by the Republican Heritage Foundation in 1989. That exact plan with a mandate for you to buy insurance was then picked up by Mitt Romney in Massachusetts before being adapted by the same people who developed the Massachusetts plan for Obama. But as soon as he did it, it had to be wrong, even though it was, as I said, just a federal version of a state plan. But right. It is a give back, a giveaway to private industry, the private insurance companies. Now, we don't always get a chance to tell you about future episodes, but now we can. So next week on the PowerCast, we'll have a Breakaway Civilizations Roundtable. Our guest will be very prolific author Joseph Farrell, and we'll also hear from Walter Bosley, who will be a member of the panel. That's next week's episode of the PowerCast on Breakaway Civilizations. And the following week, we'll be talking to Robert Damon Schneck. And he's author of a book called The Bye-Bye Man. How's that for a title, folks? The Bye-Bye Man and Other Strange But True Tales. Kind of like ghost stories and such. We haven't had a good ghost story episode in quite a while. So that's going to be 2 weeks from now. And we've got a lot of other stuff in the works. Check out our forums at forum.theparacast.com for news of upcoming episodes and a chance to ask questions of our guests. We've got a lot more to come with Colonel John Alexander, a few more questions from listeners, and more with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got objects, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-939-9634. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We are ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-939-9634. That's 1-800-939-9634.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Hi, it's Grant Cameron from PresidentialUFO.com. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So I don't know if you want to go any further into that, John, before we get to more questions on the Paracast.
Well, no, I do think health care is an issue that needs to be looked at very, you know, as we are almost last in the technologically developed countries. We pay more, and yet what's delivered is far less than what you see in other technical developed countries. We're now at a position where we're starting to see certain demographics with a declining life expectancy. We got areas of the country where infant mortality is worse than parts of darkest Africa. You know, we can go on and you could do a whole program on that. But we've created a illness profit industry, as Stephen Schwartz likes to say.
Let's not forget the whole malpractice issue too. I think the amount of testing that goes on, which is basically to cover the doctor's ass, for lack of a better term, the redundancies and just endless tests, just to make sure that, you know, there's no malpractice issues of, and doctors are not being, let's put it this way.
The problem though is there's absolutely no price control. I don't know if you've ever had an actual bill from hospital. One of my favorite ones, somebody was in the hospital and a vitamin A pill that they had given. I forget the exact cost, but it costed out of 28,000 times what you would go just going to the store and buying the pill outright. It's just outrageous.
Well, I think it verges on criminal myself. $60 for a single aspirin at an emergency facility. It's just, you know, and what we're seeing is people not being able to afford their medication. They have to pick between feeding themselves and their families and medicine. I mean, it's ridiculous when you go in. I quit smoking about 16, 17 months ago, and you know, I'm dealing with some small and minor COPD issues, but just an emergency inhaler, which you used to be able to get a little Primatene sprayer for about $14. I mean, you're talking $70, $80 for something that probably costs pennies to manufacture. And again, you know, I don't want to get into a debate of the capitalist system and shareholders and making sure that your quarter earnings reports are okay to your shareholders in any of that. But I think there definitely has to be a cap placed on just the outrageousness of medicine and pharmaceutical costs and medical care costs. Look at that Shaxvili character, whoever he was, that bought the AIDS medicine and jacked the price up like he did. He became the poster boy for this whole subject. One would hope that that kind of momentum will continue through the industry, and that the rampant greed, I mean, you can't really call it anything else. The rampant greed is addressed for the sake and well-being of our health.
I think one of the big issues that is overlooked, though, is people have talked about certain rates increasing, and they certainly have. But there seems to be a myth that those costs didn't exist previously. And the answer is, yes, it did. The people who were off now have some health care that didn't before. Many of them were, in fact, getting health care. The point was they were going to emergency rooms, a very expensive option on doing it, and it was getting paid just through your tax dollars. You just didn't happen to see it identified as such.
Well, I think that's we're going to see more and more of that. I think it's just the tip of the iceberg in terms of a problem here in the near future. I think more and more people who can't afford health care, can't afford medicines, are using emergency rooms as their primary care. And that's why we're seeing reduced life expectancy.
I'd say that's just an expensive option.
Yeah, it is, and everybody else ends up paying for it.
That was one of the purposes of the health care law, to get people out of emergency rooms and to make health care available to almost everyone. But then the Supreme Court, in kind of finagling with the law, said that the states don't have to have Medicaid. And therefore, if they don't have Medicaid, what happens? The people in those states go to the emergency rooms.
Right. Well, you're raising a macro issue there, and that is, are we, and do we still want to be a republic?
Well, that's getting to be something which is way beyond the scope of the show, which is UFOs and the paranormal. And we're talking about scientists, you know, having difficulty getting grants. But this is also one of the reasons why these subjects never get investigated, because a scientist will have to be independently wealthy to consider it, because right now you have to look at the situation. Grant money is difficult to get. Maybe private industry will give it to them. The second thing is they've got the student loans to pay off. You want to get a doctorate in anything, well, you have $100,000 in student loans.
Sure.
So you have to have two jobs anyway, and the second one's going to be at Wendy's.
The problem is bigger, and I've used some actual numbers, and this gets back to the world view. If you're doing things that are materialistic, and we can cut, we start looking for the God particle, and I think we're now down to petaquarks and things of that nature. In other words, we can get it smaller and smaller. We are willing to put and have put about almost $18 billion into the Large Hadron Collider. How much money is in UFO research? The point is, research can be expensive, but when you start by what are you going to research, I use a similar example in near-death studies, a continuation of consciousness beyond bodily death. This is something that really does impact, virtually 100% of society, and yet almost no research efforts involved in that. You get a few private foundations who, dribble it, but nothing compared to what you're putting into finding the God particle.
Well, you have to understand, if a major drug company wanted to finance it because they'll come up with some kind of medical development where they can sell the drug for $100,000 a month, I assure you they'll find the money.
Well, but remember, they're generally funded because you die.
Right, so there's nobody to pay them.
So if we're going to say, by the way, dying may not be as bad as what we think, that's not the solution they would like to achieve.
Yeah, well, it's like the American Cancer Society and cancer research. I mean, you wouldn't have this multi-billion dollar industry if there was a cure for cancer. There'd be a lot of people out of jobs, and all those the monies being allocated to the problem would go elsewhere. And so you have kind of a, you know, a sort of a self-perpetuating treadmill of money being spent and no results really coming from it, or very, very little results.
The long and short of it is there's no money in it for people who want to investigate UFOs, Bigfoot, etc. John Alexander, please tell our listeners where they can find more of the stuff that you write about.
Best place, I'd guess, is my website, or you can Google. I've done a number of articles for Huffington Post. Most of them are in the straight world, and including things like how to defeat ISIS without American troops. But all of them are linked on my website. The easiest way to get that, rather than remember, is just Google my name, John B., the middle initial, Alexander.
You can find us on Twitter if you look for the PowerCast. We have two PowerCast fan clubs. One's a community, one's a group, on Facebook, and we can't merge them. We have After the PowerCast, the show where we wrap things up. We have more guests. We talk about things that don't go bump in the night. We talk about anything that strikes our fancy, even nasty letters from listeners about Chris being grumpy. And with the language is a little freer on After the PowerCast. You can only get it if you subscribe to the PowerCast Plus at plus.thepowercast.com. So we offer After the PowerCast, the commercial-free version of this show, and higher quality audio, and lots of other features. Check them out. Go to plus.thepowercast.com. Once again, plus.thepowercast.com. John B. Alexander, thanks for joining us on the PowerCast.
Thank you, now.
The PowerCast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the PowerCast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.